morning. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm so thankful to join you, to be with you today as we start our mornings with scripture and with worship and with song and prayer. And just I pray that our hearts would just be directed toward our great God today. I want to begin in John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We'll start in verse 14 and go through verse 16 today. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. I read that this morning, and just meditating on that today, just upon that grace upon grace. So I went and looked in some other translations. I looked in the Amplified version. I want to read verse 16 again in the Amplified today. I think that this so beautifully describes or begins to describe this grace that we have received. It says, "For out of his fullness and abundance we have all received, we have all had a share, and we are all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." And this idea of grace and this reality of grace upon grace in our life, this is poured more extravagantly and more deeply and richly than we can comprehend. Because what we try to do every day is we try to take this grace and we try to disregard it, to discard it like it's as of something of no value. And we replace that with our works. And we replace that with our striving and the things that we think that we can do to please God, when the reality is right before us. What we have been lavished with is this grace that, according to Colossians 2, this grace in Him, we have been made complete. This grace that is sufficient grace, according to 2 Corinthians 12. This grace that strengthens us. This grace that sustains us, and ultimately this grace that saves us. This grace that saves us. God has bestowed upon us His salvation and His sustaining strength. He has given us a daily continual grace that only by that enables us to stand before Him with confidence, complete in Him, sufficient in Him, regardless of our circumstances. So today, let us grab hold tightly upon this grace and thank the Lord for what we have received in abundance today. And let's rest in that today. And let everything that we do, our works, and the things that the Lord has called us to do and be obedient in, let it all be fueled by grace today. Knowing that He has us and He has you today. Let's pray together. Jesus, this morning I am humbled and awed by this grace after grace after grace that you give in my life, that, Lord, that it is undeniable, Lord, knowing who I am and knowing or my sin. Lord, that anything good in my life is you. Lord, anything worth boasting about is you and your grace in my life. Lord, so today, Lord, I worship you in that. We worship you. We thank you for your grace. We sing this out this morning. You cover me. You cover me.
Down and curse. Loving kindness, Lord, your loving kindness.